Another Adventures of Biggles.
Following their few clues, Biggles and Ginger take off on an aerial reconnaissance. They fly over the island of Great Inagua before seeing anything to catch their interest. Then Biggles swoops low over the huge lagoon to investigate a strange, brightly colored strip on the rim. To his alarm, it proves to be the nesting place of thousands of flamingos. The birds rise in hordes and threaten to wreck the plane by tangling with the propellers.
Give her full bore, Biggles. Lift her! If they foul, the screws will be gone.
Too late, Ginge. That round is already.
But we'll connect with the brutes. How could we miss?
Only one way I know of.
Why, you've cut your donks. What's the idea?
Because they've a nasty habit of turning the propellers, and I don't want the props turning at the moment.
But we'll prang.
Not very hard. We're flying low. And the water of the lagoon looks quite soft.
How can you sit there calmly? The plane will be wrecked. We'll be stuck here. We may even be killed.
Don't you believe it. I've too much to do in this life yet.
You're managing to hold our nose up.
I'll do that so long as I can without stalling. You see, we're losing speed every second. Soon we may be slow enough to put down on the lagoon.
That's what you're doing, is it? We'll go in nose first.
We might. The longer I can hold her in the air, the less chance there'll be of it.
You can't keep this up much longer, Biggles. Not unless you drop the nose. We'll stall. I don't fancy dropping into that drink like a stone.
Neither do I. But if I can only keep her up for a few minutes...
You won't, Biggles. You'll have to drop the nose.
We're still traveling too fast. The water will pull us up so suddenly we'll go over.
It'll be one or the other. You better choose. Hey, those birds, they've cleared away from us.
By thunder, so they have. This'll fix it. Keep your eyes cocked, Ginge. If any more come around, I'll have to cut the donks again. Now, we'll hold her quietly for a moment and then give her some herbs. There, we should be right now.
Oh, am I glad of that? I didn't fancy putting down on the water without motors.
We'd have been right if we'd had no speed.
But we did have speed.
Not enough to prevent us stalling up here. We pick nice alternatives, don't we? However, all's well. We must remember to watch those birds.
Do you think they're the flamingos Evans was talking about?
I wouldn't say that yet, Ginge.
But you said yourself that Hagen must have come through this way when he sailed from Europe. And he definitely picked up a flamingo's egg from somewhere.
I know. He was going to take photographs of the nests for Evans, too. But there's nothing to prove that these are the birds he saw.
They could be. Evans said they are very rare nowadays.
He's more specific than that. He said there were only two known colonies of them. On Andros Island and this one, on Inagua. And possibly a third on some small deserted island.
Where's Andros Island?
Away to the north. Think we can forget about that? The colony we are looking for is somewhere on the route that Hagen took from Europe to Jamaica.
Well, Inagua is on the route.
And so may be the small island, the third flamingo colony.
Oh, you're keen on that one, aren't you? But I still don't think we should rule out Inagua.
I'm ruling out nothing yet, Ginge. It's simply that the smaller island seems a better bet for us.
But why?
Hagen wanted to hide some papers, didn't he? Plans and details of modern weapons that he'd smuggled out of Nazi Germany.
Yes?
Well, if you were in his situation, would you hide them on a big inhabited island? Or some small deserted spot where nobody would likely to come nosing around?
Oh, the small one, I suppose.
Well, most people would. It's instinctive to look for an out-of-the-way place when you want to hide something. Then there's our map.
Oh, yes. Something shaped like a pear. Well, there's certainly nothing below shaped like that.
We'll cover the entire island before going on, but I doubt if we'll see anything.
Yet there is a colony of flamingos down there. After all, that is one of our clues.
And the other is our map. We must find a place that fits both of them.
Oh, yes. Perhaps you're right, Biggles. It doesn't look very hopeful down there.
We mightn't find anything today, but don't worry about that. We'll come out again tomorrow if necessary, and the next day. It doesn't matter if it takes us a month to find the darn papers, as long as we get to them before von Stahlhein and his pals.
Well, the kite gives us a bit of a start, and we are probably about equal with clues.
We may be ahead by tonight. You never know what Algy and Bertie will find on Hagen's yacht.
Yes, that's true. And one more lead might put us right on the track.
We'll find it, Ginge. Either out here scouting around islands or back in Jamaica. We'll find another lead somewhere.
Yes, I hope so. And I hope we find it first.
Definitely. Whatever's to be found, clues or the papers themselves, we must find them before von Stahlhein.
Bertie, I've had an idea.
Oh, I say I'd watch that, old bean. Bally dangerous in this tropical climate. And I mean to say, you aren't used to
it. Oh, stop guffing, you ape. It's about those photos Hagen was to bring back for Evans.
Oh, yes, the pretty picture of the pretty birdies, what? You think a nice snap of a flamingo would go well in your picture postcard album?
I'd like to see the pictures of the flamingos.
Huh, who wouldn't, old trout? There seems to be a bally queue waiting to see those particular flickers.
They might establish something definite about the island where they nest.
Yes, and what's even more important, the island where Hagen buried the jolly old boodle. I mean, the papers.
That's it. The background of the picture might have some features we could identify, or at least suggest the type of country we should look for.
El Sausage, we Lissies are heartily in agreement with you. Bally, heartily!
Oh. Oh, cut that out. What's the idea of slapping me on the back?
Merely to show you how hearty we are about the business, old top. But, isn't there one small point you're forgetting?
What's that?
We don't possess the blooming things. They've done a bunk on us, the old disappearing act.
There's a chance we could find them. That's my idea.
Oh? They weren't in Hagen's study, old chap.
They may never have been in Hagen's study. He'd have put the film into a chemist to be developed, wouldn't he?
Well, I suppose so. Certainly wouldn't have put it into a cake shop.
How do we know he ever picked it up again?
We don't. You're right, of course. It's one of the many things we don't know.
We'll have to find out. We're going to find that chemist and, if possible, get hold of the film.
Oh, but, my dear old sausage, there must be about 500 chemists in Kingston.
And probably only one that Hagen used. Evans does quite a lot of photography. We'll see if he knows.
Well, that'll mean a visit to the hospital. All very well, of course, but have you forgotten that we're supposed to be examining Hagen's yacht, the good ship Vega?
It's been sitting at anchor since Hagen died. It can wait another hour or two. We'll look at her after we've settled this photograph business. We might learn something interesting from this.
It's very good of you to come and see me. I've been worried about you and your friends.
Oh, no need to worry about us, Commander, old top. We're usually sparking on at least five of the old six cylinders, you know.
It was the snake, the Ferdelance. When I heard you had come to my aid, I feared that perhaps one of you might have been bitten.
We saw it first, luckily. We managed to hit at it until we frightened it out of the room.
I can't imagine how it came to be there. The Ferdelance is unknown in Jamaica, and to find one in Christenhagen's house... Oh, dear, it was extraordinary.
Yes, we've a bally good idea how it got there. Some horrible truck.
That's a stupid idea of yours, Bertie. I wouldn't bore the commander with it.
Eh? Oh.
Are you feeling any better yet, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. The doctor tells me I'm still quite ill, but I shall recover from the bite. Yes, and for that I must thank you, good people. It was your promptness that saved my life.
I'm glad we were able to help. Now, we're wondering if you'd help us again, sir.
Certainly, my boy, although I'm quite incapacitated here.
It's information we want. About those flamingo photographs.
Oh, yes. Yes, the snaps Hagen promised to bring back for me.
It occurred to us that he mightn't have picked up the prints. Do you know who usually did his photographic work?
Oh, yes, I recommended the man myself. He's an excellent fellow. I've employed him for years. Johnston's his name. He's a chemist in Acklam Street. Hagen gave him all his work.
Johnston of Acklam Street. Thank you, sir. You may have helped us a lot.
Mr. Hagen. Oh, yes, I knew him very well. I was most distressed to hear of his death. Yes, yes, indeed. He was an excellent customer.
Did Mr. Hagen leave any films to be developed just before he died?
No, not for some time.
Well, that sort of settles that, what?
It seems to. Still, we had to try it. Mr. Johnston, did you ever develop any films showing flamingos on their nests?
Flamingos? No, not for Mr. Hagen.
But you have developed some?
Yes, in the last day or two. If you'll excuse me a moment, I'll look up the name of the gentleman who brought them in.
Don't bother. It was Starling, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, that's it, Mr. Starling. A very charming gentleman. Very charming indeed.
Von Stahlheim, the biter's pipped us again. Algy, old trout, I think I'll resign and raise fowls for a bally living. Old Starling's miles in front of us.
We have the edge on him with transport, don't forget. Once we know where to go, it won't take us long to get there in the kite.
Well, once we know where to go, a mere trifle, what?
Well, here we are. The yacht's anchored. Suffering cats! The bay's empty. The Vega's gone.
Don't tell me who pinched it. Let me guess.
Von Stahlheim.
Precisely. The blighter not only knows where to go, but he's on his way there now, in Hagen's yacht.
If Bertie's guess is correct, the crooks may find the missing papers before Biggles even discovers their hiding place. For how long has the Vega been gone? Will Biggles learn anything more on his flight? Be listening for the excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.